Working together, we can protect the birds and the bees from extinction.
We invite your city or campus to join in and help spread the buzz on the bees in your local area. The nation's most widely used insecticides, called neonicotinoids or neonics, are lethal to birds and to the insects that birds consume. First introduced in the United States in 1994, these pesticides are found in hundreds of products including insect sprays, seed treatments, soil drenches, tree injections, and veterinary ointments to control fleas in dogs and cats.
Neonicotinoids are systemic in plants. Unlike other pesticides that remain on the surface of treated foliage, these pesticides are taken up by the plant and transported to all tissues, including the leaves, flowers, roots, and stems, as well as pollen and nectar.
Neonicotinoids have the potential to affect entire food chains. They are persistent in the environment, infiltrate groundwater, and have cumulative and largely irreversible effects on invertebrates. That means that neonics are harming the diverse wildlife that pollinates our crops and controls our pests for free. Beneficial terrestrial invertebrates such as earthworms are killed by the neonicotinoids at extremely low doses. And the recently updated Worldwide Integrated Assessment documents the effects on fish, reptiles, frogs, birds, and mammals, including their negative impacts on growth, reproduction, and neurobehavior. Neonics are deadly to birds. Neonics are toxic to birds and invertebrates, even in small quantities. ABC's review of 200 studies, including 2,800 pages of industry research obtained under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, concluded that a single seed treated with neonics is enough to kill a songbird. Lesser amounts can emaciate the birds, impair reproduction, and disrupt their migratory pathways.
Working together, we can protect the birds and the bees from extinction.
We invite your city or campus to join in and help spread the buzz on the bees in your local area. Thanks to the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service in College Station, Texas, plus the American Bird Conservancy and others for the content in this report.